Hello, and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. But first, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. Today's episode, can you be sued even if you're not guilty? Karen from Ohio writes to tell me about a person in her neighborhood who shot and killed a burglar. Although no criminal charges were brought against the homeowner, the family of the burglar sued the homeowner and won. Karen asks, how can a civil court force someone to pay a settlement when another court has already said they are not guilty? Great question, Karen. It's true that a person can win a criminal action, but then go on to lose the civil action. As I'll explain in a minute, it's because the two actions are brought by different parties and subject to different standards of proof. The law distinguishes between criminal guilt on the one hand and civil liability on the other. If you don't believe me, just ask O.J. Simpson. On second thought, don't try that. You'd have to visit O.J. in a Nevada prison where he's serving time for some recent felonies. But the point is, back in 1995, Simpson was found not guilty of murdering Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman. But then, 2 years later, was found liable to Goldman's parents for causing Ron's wrongful death. So let me explain. Murder is a crime, whereas wrongful death is a civil wrong, otherwise known as a tort. Generally speaking, crimes are established so that society can punish, and one hopes deter, morally culpable behavior. Torts, on the other hand, are created to provide compensation to the injured. It just so happens that many acts, like, say, killing somebody, are both crimes and torts. But this is not always the case. For example, a failed attempt to commit murder constitutes a crime, attempted murder, but if the intended victim is not harmed by the attempt, there's no tort because there's nothing to compensate. Conversely, there are plenty of torts that aren't crimes. Defamation, for example, is the publication of words that damage a person's reputation. You can be sued for it, but most jurisdictions don't have a corresponding crime. One easy way to remember the distinction between crimes and torts is that a criminal case is always brought by the government, acting on behalf of all the people, whereas a civil case, such as a tort, is brought by a private person or entity. That's one reason why Karen's neighbor, like O.J. Simpson, had to defend himself twice. As a general principle, every litigant has to have the chance to prove his or her case in court. In Karen's example, the state of Ohio had its chance to bring charges, but the burglar's family had to have its day in court as well. The other reason why a criminal acquittal doesn't get you a free pass out of civil court is that the two court systems use different standards of proof. In a criminal case, the prosecution must prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. In most civil cases, the plaintiff has to prove his or her case by a preponderance of the evidence. The bottom line, although the law doesn't usually speak in these terms, is that in a criminal case, the jury must be, say, 95% certain of the defendant's guilt. But in most tort cases, the jury only needs to be 51% certain. So the fact that the prosecution failed to prove O.J. Simpson's guilt to a 95% standard did not preclude the Goldman family from establishing at least a 51% likelihood that Simpson had killed their son. Of course, this all works very differently in reverse. If a person is found guilty in a criminal case of committing certain acts, then a civil court cannot reach an opposite conclusion. The civil court has to accept whatever facts the criminal court has found to be beyond a reasonable doubt. Usually, a civil plaintiff still has to prove other facts to establish liability, notably that the plaintiff suffered some compensable damages. Still, having a criminal conviction against your defendant makes a civil plaintiff's case much, much easier. One thing, I hope, is clear by now. You should do your best to avoid committing either crimes or torts. Crime doesn't pay, and neither do torts. Thank you for listening to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com or call them into the voicemail line at 206-202-4LAW. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.